We're going to switch gears now and dip into the pages of the latest Washington Post magazine. It's something we do just about every week to find interesting stories about the way we live now. This week, the Post looked at urban murals. Now, that's a fancy way of saying those paintings you see every so often on the wall, usually in an inner city neighborhood. Now, some people might pass them by as just so much, well, wallpaper or even one step up from graffiti. But Washington Post writer Janine Brown says they offer so much more than that. And she stopped by our Washington, D.C. studios to tell us why she thinks that. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
How did you even notice the story? I have to tell you, some of the murals in this piece I pass by every day and I barely even notice them. Why do you think you did?
Well, I was given an assignment, but a photographer went out and took pictures of murals throughout the city, and I was asked to write a piece that would explain them, write kind of an essay piece. And as I drove around the city looking at the murals, one of the things that a thought that occurred to me is that there are these pieces of beauty in our urban landscape that we often ignore, and they have a message for us.
You write, murals have the same claim to your attention. They are telling you that although you may be pulled by your collar on your way to work or stopped at that red light for longer than you need to be or stressed by a spat with a friend, there's something bigger than those annoying and ugly moments, bigger than the mundane.
Right. Yeah, I see them as something that's always there, kind of a stable force in our landscape that... No matter how bad your day, you can look up at a corner and see a mural. You can see Carter G. Woodson giving the same lecture over and over again. Or you can look at this really beautiful mural in Shaw, the Shaw neighborhood. And I think they invite you into this kind of imaginary world. And I say in the piece where, you know, red houses are always leaning but never falling, and the sky is always blue, or a dove is always flying. So they're there, as I say in the piece, when you pass them at 8:30 in the morning on the way to work, and they're there when you come home at 11:30 in the evening.
Do you get the sense, though, that they belong to a different era in a way? That these big part of the reason that these big wall spaces were available is that buildings had been knocked down or there was vacant space. And that the reason that there was all this vacant space was not usually a happy reason. Right. And now, even though we're in the middle of a downturn, the fact is a lot of these vacant lots are now being filled in. And that's generally considered to be a good thing.
Right.
Are you saying in a way something's being lost even as something's being gained?
Yeah, I think so. I think a number of the murals have disappeared even as I started working on this piece. The Frederick Douglass mural right at 12th and Mass is one that's gone and now covered up by a condo. And the mural behind Bohemian Caverns on U Street, behind the jazz club.
Which isn't Bohemian Caverns anymore.
It's
a different name.
Okay. Well, now I say in the piece that Miles Davis is still there, but Shirley Horn is gone. And I say it's as though they had a divorce overnight. Her face has now been covered up by gray plaster. And the owners say that they'll restore her, but I say in the piece that I don't know whether it'll ever be the same. You know, it's something that we miss. It's something that when they're gone, we realize that we took these pieces of art for granted.
And it's true, all these murals, many of the ones that you cite have kind of a political or a Black history overtone in it. Of course, in some cities, whatever the community or the ethnic group that lives there kind of puts its stamp on the neighborhood,
right.
Which leads to a question, change is inevitable in the urban environment.
It is.
You know, the Europeans, Eastern Europeans, or the Irish are replaced by African-Americans and Latinos or Asians or whatever sort of new group. And I wonder, and I know you're a reporter, so it's not your job to have, you know, opinions about this, but I wonder if you feel that there's something, is that changeability part of the art of it in the same way that, say, cut flowers are meant to perish, and part of their beauty is the fact that they do leave us, that they're temporary? Or do you think perhaps we should make more of an effort to preserve these pieces of neighborhood art?
Well, I'm a writer, but I'm also an artist, and one of the things that I believe is I believe that there should be an effort to preserve them because they're part of our life. And art is, I believe art and beauty is essential to our basic needs. And I think they should be preserved as part of the urban landscape.
Do you have a favorite? I know it's so terrible to ask you this question, but do you have a favorite mural that you encountered over your travels in doing this piece?
Yeah, I think my favorite one is the one of Miles Davis. And I there's some dispute over whether this was Shirley Horn or Billie Holiday. But when you stand there in that parking lot and you look up and you, it's almost like you could feel the music playing from Miles Davis and, you know, hear the songs of Shirley Horn, or I like to imagine that that was Billie Holiday.
And there is something special about the monumental scale of these pieces, isn't
right.
there? I mean, it isn't the same as having a picture on your wall or my wall. I don't know about you, but I don't have any pictures that big right. on my wall.
Yeah, I'm impressed by how an artist can take a canvas that big and paint these. Some of these pieces, I think, are masterpieces. When you stand up close, you can see maybe just the cheek or just the lips or just the nose. But from afar, from a few blocks away, you take in the whole painting and it gives you a different impression. Yeah.
Deneen Brown is a writer for the Washington Post Style section. She was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. To see her entire piece, which is titled Of Bricks and Beauty, and to see the pictures of the murals she writes about, you can go to our website, the Tell Me More page at npr.org. Deneen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.